This is the Donaldson Files. We're back live after, in my case, a 2 week vacation, in case of Coco, a 1 week vacation.
Hi.
And we got so much to talk about. So I guess I'll just ask you real quick. So just real quick, how was your Labor Day weekend?
My Labor Day was very nice. And yours?
Actually, very nice and relaxing, considering I was coming back from like 9 or 10 days in the Big Apple. So, it was nice and relaxing. And basically, we spent most of Saturday watching football, most of Sunday doing that, watching baseball, and then mostly yesterday doing absolutely nothing.
Oh, wow!
So it was basically a totally do nothing type of a weekend, which I enjoyed. And you're right. We got so much to talk about. It's kind of the case. I mean, I'm trying to figure out, where do we actually start?
What we're going to start with? We're going to start with John McCain. Like, he died. Obviously. And what a memorial and what a funeral that was. I don't know if you got a chance to take a look at it.
Yeah.
Or see it.
I saw some of it,
Wow, what a send-off.
Tell you the way, but, I was somewhat disappointed in this regard. And we're going to move on to the Aretha Franklin, which I thought was an absurdity, which I'll detail later. The Aretha Franklin funeral, which was about the same time.
Oh, yeah.
And that was an absurdity. But here's my problem I had with the McCain funeral. And I'm going to say it from somebody from the Midwest and how it was transmitted to the people in the Midwest outside of the Washington. In other words, if you actually listen to the speeches,
I did. And I thought they were wonderful.
Yeah,
and anyone who disagrees can kiss my ass.
Yeah. Well, on the other side of the equation there, I guess there are two things that, that to me bothered me is, outside of the bubble, the message that came out was not about John McCain's service or John McCain as much as it was about Donald Trump. And people, basically, if you lived in Cedar Rapids, you would say John McCain hated Donald Trump, and that's what was the message that people were receiving. A lot of that was the media side of the equation and how it was transmitted, but that's what the message that came out. And I'm not so certain in the end that he was given his full credit and his full due. I'm just saying that from where I was watching and the perspective and listening to people, across the aisles, and out here in Cedar Rapids and reading what, the media was actually putting out versus what you yourself personally observed.
Here's my thing. I cried watching him, being buried in his memorial. I had friends who went to the memorial. And to me, it was the proper send-off of what a POW, prisoner of war, should get. Someone who put country before party. And to me, that's one of the most important things that a Republican right now could be doing. And Trump, I don't understand why Ivanka was there, and I certainly did not appreciate her texting during a funeral, because let me tell you something, I don't give a shit what side you are on. You don't do that. You don't go to a funeral. First of all, you weren't even invited. It was on behalf of Lindsey Graham, who he now denies. And you don't go sit in a funeral and you don't text. You just don't do that. So not only was there was no point for her to be there, but for her to act like that in the funeral was just really disgusting.
Yeah. Well, like you say, I didn't pay attention to every aspect of it. Yeah, but
well, if you didn't pay attention, how do you know it was a send up against Trump?
Well, you say what I say, I didn't say I pay attention to every aspect of it. What I stated, though, is what I saw of it. And then what I saw the media report of it and what the message that was coming.
Of course you saw the media report of it. I mean, it was like no one is the only person I could compare this having a funeral send like this was Bobby Kennedy.